Everyone, we are starting Siman Taf Tzadi Gimor on page 197. We are starting the dinam of the Nohagim Bimei Omer, all the different Nohagim that happen. You know, we discussed the counting the Sfiras Omer. Then we had a little intermission discussing the rest of Hilchos Pesach. Now we get to the dinam of the Minhagim of this time of Omer. We started Sif Alpha talking about getting married during the Omer. The Torah writes that Nohagim b'chol makomo shalol isa isha v'pesach latzeres. The minhag is in all places not to get married between, he writes, between Pesach and Atzeres. He mentions to be from all the way from Pesach till Shavuos. In the Torah, he does not ever mention anything about any heterim of Lag B'Omer after Lag B'Omer. That's all the Torah mentions in terms of getting married. He does bring down the Ritz Geis and Rishonim that hold that to get engaged would be permissible either a halachic engagement, which is called erusin, that generally nowadays we do under the chuppah, or tanayim, or just getting engaged nowadays, that would be mutter, because we're afraid that someone else is going to jump in and grab your girl. Therefore, it is going to be mutter. The Beis Yosef does say, bring down the minhag that after Lag BaOmer would be mutter, and we'll see it over here in the Ramah also, bring down this. But in the Torah, very interestingly, he writes a plain between Pesach and Atzeres, it is going to be also. He mentions it by shaving. So the Beis Yosef writes, he mentioned that it means that really both of them is only during this time. The Pashas of the Torah was really Asr until Shavuos. Says the Mechaber over here, Noagim shel Elisa Yishu bin Pesach Latzeres ad Lag BaOmer. The minhag is not to get married between Pesach and Atzeres until Lag BaOmer. Because we all know that this is the Zman where the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, died. This is what we bring down why the Minhagim are at this time. Now we will see in Seif Gimel the two different Minhagim that people know, that at least B'nai Ashkenaz, some have from the beginning until Lag B'Omer, some do it from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos. That we'll discuss a little bit later on. It is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah over here. But to get engaged, as we said before, is going to be permissible. And even by marriage, someone who goes and runs off to Las Vegas and gets married, we don't give an onesh. Okay, he gets married. We don't say like we uproot his marriage. We don't whip him or anything like this. We hold that it is a good marriage. Not allowed to do it. The minhag is not good, but if he did it, v'diavad, we allow it to go. Miu milagva omer ve'elacha kol shari. However, as the Ramah, as the Mechaber was meramis to the Mishnah, the Ramah says it befirsh from Lag BaOmer and onwards, everything becomes mut. Okay, so let's see a couple of very important things. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah Sikkun Aleph writes to get married is going to be aser. However, he does say in the end, lahachzer grusha shari. If someone was married and then got divorced, and now he is just going to get remarried to the same woman again, lahachzer grusha, that is going to be mutter, she'enu kol kach simcha, because it's not as much simcha as it is when someone gets married for the first time, or for that matter, even if it's almana, or garshin and grusha, but they're getting married for the first time, then it is going to be mutter to go ahead and do. Mr. Brewer reads in Sif Katan Beis, the reason why all these things is awesome, Nation Be'otos Man, wrote to Lomar Ve'in Roy Laharbos Besimcha. As the Torah writes over here, it is not Roy Laharbos Besimcha. And from there it comes the minhag not to say Shechianu during this time. We'll talk about Shechianu only about that tomorrow. Let's go on and we'll come back to that Bezrat Hashem. Now, someone who's getting married during his man that is mutter for him, let's say he's taking on the first days of Sfiras HaOmer, and someone else is keeping the second days of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so this person keeping the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, he wants to get married after Lag BaOmer. For him, it's going to be mutter. For this other guy, it is Sfiras HaOmer. Nevertheless, the post can write that guy is allowed to go to the wedding. He's allowed to go to the wedding because the person getting married, he's doing something completely 100% permissible. It's not going to be mutter for that guy to shave. He's going to have to come non-clean shaven to the wedding. But nevertheless, it is permissible for him to take part in the wedding. It's mutter for him to dance at the wedding, but it's not going to be permissible for him to go ahead and shave at the wedding. For things that are simcha for the other guy, for him to dance in Mesameich Lechos Nekalo, that's going to be mutter. For his own personal avelus, he personally has an avelus, therefore he is not allowed to shave at such thing, but he is allowed to go ahead and go to the wedding. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel, he said to get engaged is going to be Shapir Dami. He says, Shema, you can't menu achar, like I said before. We're afraid someone's going to go and jump in and steal the girl. Umotar lasos gan kein sudas eris. Not only allowed to get engaged, but you're even allowed to have a sudas eris. Okay, you can even have a suda look over the eris in the ashav. Shemikachin ablashas nesud. Nowadays, where we do kiddushin underneath the chuppah, we don't do it a year before, 6 months before. We do the kiddushin only before mikom mokom mutar lasos shiduchim lasos suda. What we call an eris, what we call an engagement party, you're allowed to have. During this time, you're allowed to have a suda. Aval, lasot mikudim mecholos nagu iser. However, they sing and dance at such a suda, that would absolutely be also v'kol shekin v'shar mikudim mecholos shel rishus v'vaday yesh lizayir. And therefore, any other types of rikudim mecholos shel rishus, not even for the covered an engagement party, just stop singing would be absolutely also to do. So we see over here, even for an engagement party, you're not allowed to have music, you're not allowed to have, go ahead and sing and dance. What about others' real sudas mitzvahs? Let's say someone makes a siyum masechet. Let's say a bar mitzvah that falls out and siras haomer. What do you do with these types of things? So once again, Rosh Hashanah Zav and Elicha Shlom Perek Yid Aleph Halacha Yud Ches. He allows you at an engagement party even to go ahead and sing Shirei Simcha, so long as you don't have any dancing. You're not allowed to dance, but sing L'chav L'chatzim L'kala, but you cannot go ahead and dance. And that is his opinion also by a Suda's Bar Mitzvah and a Siyam, and this is Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal told me also. Even at a Bar Mitzvah, even Bo Bayom, you are not allowed to go ahead and have a band. You can't sing and dance. You're not allowed to have those things, even though it is a Suda's Mitzvah during Yimei Svira is going to be usher to go ahead and do. There are poskim who are Mekel, however, Shlomo Zalman, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal, and I would say Rove Poskim seem to say it is going to be also to do. So you do go to a bar mitzvah, you see them being makelness. There is what to rely on. I'm not saying there are no Poskim or makel. However, that's the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal. However, the one exception to the rule is by Achnasas Sefer Torah. Achnasas Sefer Torah during this man, that is such an even extra simcha that even that Rav Nevinsal said is going to be mutter. I saw B'Shem Rubel Yashiv. He also held that by Achnasas Sefer Torah would be mutter to have singing and dancing. That would be appropriate to do. Now, so one of the Talmidim asked him the question, answer group. He says he doesn't understand why does the Shulchan Aruch have to aser music if we all know in Simin Tov Reish Samach in the meaning of Avelus that we see in Hilchos Tainis at the end of Hilchos Tishba, it talks about the different things of Hilchos Tainis. It says over there you're not allowed to listen to music the rest of the year. So why do you have to aser it specifically during the Svira? If you learn the halachas over here, you see it's not really a good question. Because you see, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down for this specific reason. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to bring down not to listen to music because he holds his usher the rest of the year. That's why the whole makor of not listening to music is the Mishnah Berurah that we just read. He says you're not even allowed to go ahead and sing and dance without getting into music. You can't sing and dance during this time. Singing to Atzkev Roshos is going to be usher. Therefore, the post can learn from there. Kavachomer, you can't listen to music. That's going to bring you to dancing also. That is the makor of why we hold that music, or the Ruba, the post can hold that music is absolutely usher in the time. Ramosha Feinstein, Rishon Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal. I give out all the post can hold that is usher to listen to music, even if it's on a disc, or whatever it is. Even if it's not live music, kavachomer by live music, it'll all be usher. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this down in Sif Katan Beis. He says, Kol Shekein Shasal Nagin B'Kli Zemer. He says, Kol Shekein. You can't play musical instruments during this time, as the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. This is all because the Shulchan Aruch didn't have to bring it down, because of the Davar Pashin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you couldn't do it all year round. Kavachomer during Zman Sviras HaOmer. It just comes from this Mishnah Berurah that we see it just fleshed out over here, also in Sviras HaOmer. Now, what about in terms of when is it ever going to be mutter to listen to music? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, according to Licha Shlomo, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, over there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, not sure that's exactly the makor, but it's brought down in Licha Shlomo. He brings down over there that since this whole din over here is specifically listening to music that might come to Rikudim, therefore he says slow music that's there for just for Dveikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to be mutter to listen to during Sfiras HaOmer. He says the same thing during the 3 weeks. That is the psak of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzahl. Also, listening to slow music that brings you to Dveikus, that is going to be mutter. Not only that, any type of slow music that's not meant to dance to classical music and things like this would also be mutter to listen to. Relaxing music would be mutter to listen to during Sfiras HaOmer. I'm not exactly sure it's something that you should play out loud because other people are machmir even by these things, but that is a heter brought down by Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But for sure, any upbeat music, fast music, even the Jews' music is going to be absolutely usher. Kavachomer, the Goyish music, is always usher. Kavachomer during this time of the year. Now, anytime you're playing music, even if it's upbeat music, but it's not the point for enjoyment, and it's not going to come to dance, it is going to be mutter. As Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzahl says, it's brought down also in the Sfar of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is that if it's done for a separate reason, the music is there as a separate reason. Dahainu, let's say you want it for the beat, you're exercising. Okay, you're exercising during this time. You're allowed to have a beat going in order that it helps you go ahead and exercise. That would be mutter. The same thing if you're listening to music to help you stay awake when driving, then I would say even it's a mitzvah. If it's going to help you go ahead and stay awake, then it's going to be mitzvah. If you listen to a shir, much better. So listen to the shir, it's going to keep you awake. But if the shir is going to put you to sleep, then listen to the music, and that is what you should do when driving. The same thing I forgot to say, even by the slow music according to this, also like Pirkei Chazonos. If you're listening to Chazonos and things like this, it is also going to be mutter to listen to, even though you can enjoy the music, you can enjoy Chazonos. Okay, nevertheless, if it's not music that's going to bring to Rikud, then it is going to be mutter to go ahead and listen to. Okay, same thing as Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, if you're playing music for a chola, you want to go to the Beit Cholim in order to lighten up the mute for the children who are sick in the Beit Cholim, or even adults, that is also going to be mutter to go ahead and do. In terms of playing private music, let's say someone's practicing his own music, then it depends. The poskim or Meir Meikle, if he does it for parnassah, if he is playing music for parnassah, he's got to practice before he's got a gig or whatever it is, then it is going to be mutter for him to do. But he's just stopped practicing so he gets better because he enjoys playing the guitar, then it is going to be usher for him to go ahead and practice during Sfiras HaOmer. And the last thing is, what about the famous style of a cappella music? A cappella music, what about that? So they do bring down Hashem Ramosha, Chilik Aleph, Sim Kuf Samech Vav, that he was made go by a cappella music. But really, when you learn this halacha, it doesn't really seem to mean that why that should be, especially over here, if it's a din in, that it might bring you to Rikud. Once again, it depends. What kind of a cappella music is it? Is it like nowadays, where basically it sounds like a regular band? They have all these different sounds, like it basically sounds like musical instruments with their mouths. Okay, so, and that also could bring you to, it's the same song, just one has real instruments, and one, they're doing instruments with making sounds with their mouth, and I don't know, now crunching matzahs, and I don't know, they do have all different weird stuff that people do that they can make sounds with. Then that for sure is going to be also Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzahl, because it's the same thing as everything else. Okay, there might be Mekilim, but once again, rogue postgiver do not buy into this whole a cappella thing. Once again, they're singing Nimashkachich Yerushalayim and it's slow and stuff like that, so then it's going to be mutter even without a cappella. So it's not a din in a cappella, it's a din in the schilik between the slow music versus the fast upbeat music. That is the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzahl. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into the Shachianu thing, and then we'll get into shaving Sif Bet. Bezrat Hashem, next time. Adkan for today.